翻到了马太福音。
Let's turn to the book Malachi.
Chapter 2.
你们就知道我传这诫命给你，使我预备所立约可以这是外面的意思。
Then you will know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant may continue with Levi, says the Lord of hosts.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我赐予他立生命和平安的约，我将这两样赐给他，使他存敬畏的心，他就敬畏我，惧怕我。
My covenant with him was one of life and peace, and I gave them to him as an object of reverence.So he revered me and stood in awe in my name.
真实的律法在他口中，他嘴里没有义的话，他以平安和正直与我同行，使多人回头离开了罪孽。
True instruction was in his mouth, and unrighteousness was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and he turned many paths from iniquity.
祭司的嘴里常存知识，人也当由他口中寻求律法，因为他是万军之耶和华的使者。
For the lips of a priest should preserve knowledge, and men should seek instruction from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
第三章第二。
Chapter 3, verse 2.
他来的日子，谁能当当得起呢？他显现的时候，谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的剑。
But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like foolish stone.
他必坐下如炼金的女子的，比洁净利未人熬炼他们，像金银一样，他们就凭公义献供。
And he will sit as a smelter and purify the silver. And he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them by gold and silver, so that they may present to the Lord offerings in righteousness.
那是犹大和耶路撒冷所献的供，并耶和华悦纳，仿佛午时之日上午。
Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord.As in the days of old and as in former years.
我们特别注意到第二章那里讲到神和利未人立的约。
We especially pay attention to chapter 2, where God has made a covenant with the Levites.
那里说到利未人。
There he speaks of the Levites.
第三章说到将来的弥赛亚要坐下如炼金银子的洁净。
And chapter 3 talks about the Messiah to come, the Messiah that is to come, will sit as the purifier. I think we will stop here for now.
我想到现在我们大家都知道马拉基一共有七段。
By now, we all know that Malachi has seven sections of Word of God.
就好像圣经中这个灯金灯台七根枝。
It is like seven branches of the golden apple.
第一根跟第七根是一样高。
And the first branch and the seventh branch are the same height.
第二跟倒数第二根是一样高。
And the second branch is equal height with the second and the last branch.
第三跟倒数第三根是一样高。
And the third branch is equal in length as the third of the last.
然后是当中的一根。
And then you have a middle branch.
我们说这种的对称是中央的对称，或者是近义的对称。
We call these a simple symmetrical or a symmetrical merit.
我们如果读启示录二章三章
，If we read Revelation chapter 2,
我们的主对教会对七个教会说了七段。
Our Lord has spoken seven messages to seven churches.
你看那七段的话也是像。灯台的七根枝。
And these seven messages are also like the golden lampstand.
那昨天我们已经看到第二根灯芯， 第六。
Yesterday we have already discussed the second one and the sixth one.
就是说第二个跟倒数第二个。
Which is the second one and the second to the last.
所以今天早晨我们要再进一步来看第三和倒数。
This morning we go a step further to look at the first section of words and the first to the last.
那第三段的话是从第二章第一节一直到第九节。
The third section of the words begins with chapter 2, verse 1, and says verse 9.
那第五段第五段的话应该是从第二章十七节一直到第三章第十节。
The fifth section begins from chapter 2, verse 17, and the chapter 3, verse 5.
第二章开始的重点是什么？
In the beginning of chapter 2, it says, All priests.
这诫命是传给你。
This commandment is for you.
我们知道神有话是传给众子。
We know that God has special words and special commandments to priests.
结果众祭司就失败了。
And yet the priests have all failed.
因为第八节说，你们却偏离正道，使许多人在律法上跌倒。你们废弃我与立位所立的约，就是万军之耶和华。
Because in verse 8 it says, But as for you, you have turned aside from the way, you have caused many to stumble by its instruction, you have corrupted the covenant of Levi.
所以我使你们被众人藐视，看为下贱，因为你们不守我的道，竟在律法上按循情面。
So I also have made you despise and abase before all the people, just as you are not keeping my way.But for showing partiality in this instruction.
那这就是马拉基那时候的情形。
And this is the condition during the time of Malachi.
在主第一次降生以前，以色列人中间的光景就是这样。
Prior to the first coming of the Lord, this is the condition of Israel.
你看见整个的祭司已经荒凉。
You see that all the priests are in desolation.
那这个时候神要怎么做？
And what should the Lord do at this moment?
所以这个时候你看见利未人就出来了。
And you see, this is the time of the Levites.
那为什么你说利未人、利未人、利未人？
So why did they continue to mention about the Levites and the Levites?
其实我们都知道说，这个亚伦一家祭司乃是亚伦一家，可以说是利未支派里面的一环。
We know that the priest came from the household of Aaron, which is the part of the tribe of Levi.
但是为什么谁说我和利未人立约？
But why did God say that I have made covenant with the Levites?
你们为什么失败呢？因为你废弃我和利未人所立约。
Why have you failed? Because you have despised my covenant with the Levites.
然后到第三章讲到弥赛亚来的时候，接近利未人。
And chapter 3 talks about when the Messiah comes, he will purify the Levites.
利未人如果得到接近。
If the sons of Levi are purified,
那这个时候呢，他们就能凭着公义献供物给耶和华。
Now they may offer to God in righteousness.
那么那时候犹大和耶路撒冷所献的供物必蒙耶和华悦纳。
Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord.
所以为什么这里说到利未人？
So why is it here talking about the sons of Levi?
大家都还记得这个以色列的故事。
Everyone still remembers the story of the Israelites.
你记不记得神把以色列人带到西南山下和他们立约？
Do you remember that God had led the Israelites into the foothill of Mount Sinai?
神的愿望就是整个的以色列国度是个祭司。
God's desire is to make the entire nation of Israel as a kingdom of priests.
每一个人都是祭司。
Each one of them is a priest.
而这里神所拣选的国度呢，是祭司的。
Because here God has chosen the kingdom of priests.
神的百姓有多少，神的祭司就有多少。
How many there are in the chosen of God, there will be as many priests.
但是很可惜，后来我们知道说以色列失败了。
Unfortunately, we know that the Israelites have failed.
他们拜了金牛犊，他们得罪神。
They worship the golden calf and they have sinned against God.
结果那个时候，神就对利未这个利摩西就对利未人说。
And at that time, Moses spoke to the sons of Levi.
谁是站在神近边
？Who is on the Lord's side?
结果圣经告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us.
结果利未人就起来杀他们的弟兄。
And the Suddenly, I rose up and killed your brother.
所以那一次偶像的事情就被解决了。
And that time, he resolved the problem of idolatry.
那从此以后，神和利未人就立了约。
Ever since then, God has made a covenant with the sons of Levi.
那请我们记住。
Please remember.
本来每一个以色列人都应该去侍奉神。
Originally, each of the Israelites should be the one to serve.
现在在十二个支派里面，只有利未支派可以起来侍奉。
Now in the 12 tribes, only the tribe of Levi can serve.
而只有利未支派里面的亚伦一家才能够做祭司。
And only the house of Aaron in the tribe of Levi can be priest.
我们知道这是因为以色列人犯罪的结果，得罪神的结果。
We know that it is because the sons of Israel have transgressed against God. But God's eternal will is for each one of us to become
priest.
Each one of us are servants of God.
但是很可惜，以色列人祭司失败。
Unfortunately, the priest.
对不起，你整个以色列人失败。
Unfortunately, the entire nation of Israel failed.
结果，神就拣选了利未。
So God has chosen the son of Levi. Now we ask a question.
神和利未人立的约是什么样子？
What kind of covenant has God made with the Levites?
为什么现在他们的地位不一样呢？
Why is it now that they have a different position?
我们一同来看看生命记第三十三章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy 36.
生命记三十三章。
Deuteronomy 36.
论利未说，耶和华你的土民和乌灵都在你的虔诚人那里。
And of Levi he said, let the sterling and thy wood belong to thy godly hand.
你在马扎曾试验他，在米利巴水与他争论。
First thing is, whom thou didst prove and Massa, with whom thou didst contend at the waters of Meribah.
他论自己的父母说，我未曾看见，他也不承认弟兄，也不认识自己的儿女。
Who said of his father and his mother, I did not consider them, and he did not acknowledge his brothers, nor did he regard his own son.
这是因利未人遵行你的话，谨守你的约。
But they observed thy word and kept thy covenant.
你看见利未人最后站在神的这一边。
You see that the Levites were the ones who stand on God's side.
当以色列大体失败的时候，他们站在神的这一边。
When the majority of the Israelites had failed, these are the ones who stood by God's side.
所以，这里利未人所代表的是个得胜者。
So here the Levites represent the principle of the overcomer.
论到自己的父母，他说我未曾看见。
He says, as in regards to my parents, I have not seen them.
他也不承认弟兄。
I have no regard to my brothers.
也不认识自己的儿女。
I have no regard to my own son.
他们果然站在神面前。
Because they are the people who stood on God.
所以他们就对付了、清除了所有他们中间的偶像。
They have dealt with all the idols that are among them.
叫神的见证能够继续维持下去。
So that God's testimony may continue.
但是我们要注意。
But we need to pay attention.
等到这些祭司来到神面前的时候。
As these priests come before God.
尤其是大祭司。
Especially the high priest.
你看见他的肩膀上有，他的肩上有六块宝，有十二块宝。
Upon his shoulders, there are 12 precious stones.
然后他的胸前也怀着十二个宝石。
And on his breast, he carries 12 precious stones.
那不光这样，在胸牌的里面有两样东西，一个叫做乌灵，一个叫做铜。
In his breastplate, he carries 2 things. One is called the stone, one is called the word.
那神和利未人所立的约就是那个乌灵和那个铜。
And this is the covenant which God has made with the sons of Levi, stone and wood.
许多人觉得祭司就是为个人来到神面前。
Many people consider the priest is for the purpose to come before to represent.
这帮人也是为个神来到人面前。
And these people also come before God.
所以祭司就是一般人，他们来到神面前。
So priests are the group of people who are able to come before God.
但是弟兄姊妹，来到神面前就是来到神的脚前。
And sisters, as we come before God, we have come as His foot.
那就是大祭司的经历所代表。
And that is the experience of the high priest.
祭司的最高的经历就是来到这圣所。
The highest experience of priests is to come into the Holy of Holies.
当他们来到至圣所的时候
，When they come into the Holy of Holies,
你会看见在他的胸前有十二块宝石。
You see on his breast there is 12 precious stones.
圣殿的外面是太阳光，外面是太阳。
On the outside of the tabernacle is the light. The light of the sun.
圣所是金灯台。
Inside the holy place, it is like a golden lampstand. As you enter into the holy of holies, it is complete darkness. But it is not dark.
因为这里的光是我们能见的范围之外。
Because here is light outside of our vision.
那是代表神。
And that represents the glorious radiance of God.
但是请记得，不管以色列处有多好。
No matter how bad, how corrupt the Israelites,
他们只要来到神面前
，as long as they come before God,
你看见那十二块宝石就开始发光。
You see the 12 precious stones begin to radiate.
当你看见钻石的时候
，when you see a diamond,
尤其如果钻石磨得非常好
，especially a fine carved diamond,
当光进去的时候
，as the light shines through,
结果呢，因为全反射的缘故，所以它可以把光附着在
And because it's totally reflective, it will be able to capture that light within the diamond.
光一进去就出不来了。
And light is penetrating through the diamond.
结果最后好像被坚定在宝石里。
And finally, it is captured inside of the diamond.
这个时候你就能看见 fire， 结果你能看见彩虹。
And now you can see fire and you can see rainbow.
所以什么是宝石？
What are precious stones?
我们知道说，宝石乃是光的附着者，能把光好像坚定在它里面，叫人看见什么是光。
We know precious stones are stones that captures the light and encapsulates the light.
光是非常抽象的。
Light is very abstract.
但是你从宝石里你就能看见。
So from a precious stone, you'll be able to see light.
神就是光。
God is light.
他是住在不能靠近的光中。
He lives in the light which we cannot draw near.
如果大祭司带着宝血，没有一个人不被击杀。
If the high priest did not go to him with the covering of his blood,
everyone would be struck. 但是大祭司来到神的宝座前时
，But when the high priest comes to the throne,
表面上他做祭司
，Outwardly he's a priest.
表面上，他把人带到神的面前。
Outwardly, he has brought men before God.
他代表全以色列人靠着血来到神的面前。
He represents the entire nation of Israel comes to God through the covering.
有的祭司在那里献祭。
Some priests are making.
有的在那里烧香。
Some priests are offering incense.
有的在那里处理陈设品的桌子。
Some are taking care of the shofar table.
现在大祭司最后来到了这圣所。
Now the high priest enters into the holy of holies.
那请大家记得。
And please remember.
当大祭司来到神的宝座前，把神来到神的面前。
When the high priest comes before the presence of God.
结果那十二块宝石就发光了。
And the 12 precious stones begin to radiate.
这就代表神对于以色列的心。
This represents God's heart desire for the Israelites.
但这是外面。
But these are external.
这是在胸怀外面。
These are outside of the breastplate.
但胸怀在里面还有一个东西。
But inside a breastplate, there's something else.
有两样东西放在里面，一个是乌灵，一个是土。
Two things are carried inside the breastplate, which is the thorn and the worm.
一直到今天，这个圣经学者想知道到底什么叫乌灵，什么叫土。
Even until today, the Bible scholars still wanted to know what firm and word represents.
大概没有错，它是两块石头，也像宝石一样。
If our guesses are correct, these are also two stones, like a precious stone.
不过这个时候，如果大祭司来到神的面前
，But if this man has his high priest come before God,
如果他往里面看
If you look inside the fresh
pipe, 因为所有的十二块宝石在外面，这两块石头在里面。
Because all four precious stones are on the outside, and inside there's the two other stones.
那么因为来到神的宝座前。
And because he comes to the throne of God.
来到这个来到神荣耀的光中。
He has come in the glorious light of God.
那两块石头就不能发出光来。
And these two stones will also shine.
那祭司们怎么知道神的旨意呢
？How does the priest know God's will？
所以那个胸牌叫做决断的胸牌。
And this breastplate is called the
breastplate.
Breastplate of judgment.
换句话说，你能够清楚到底神的旨意是什么
？In other words, you can be clear what is God's judgment.
你叫约书亚如何明白神的旨意
？If Joshua wants to know God's will,
他一定要把祭司到大祭司面前去。
He has to go before the high priest.
让大祭司来到神的面前。
And the high priest will come before God.
他求问到底神的旨意是什么。
He will inquire of the Lord, "What is your will?"
你怎么知道神的旨意
？And how do you know God's will?
你只要往里面看。
You look at it inside.
这里面的光乃是里面的光。
And because the lights are the inner.
这里面的光能叫你明白神的旨意。
And this inner light will cause you to know God's will.
当然，很多的圣经学者想知道到底这两个是怎么回事，我们不知道。
Many people want to understand what are these two things, but we do not know.
但是我们知道这两个字的意思是什么。
But we know the meaning of these two words.
一个是亮光。
One is light.
还有一个就是 perfection， 就是完全。
And the other is perfection.
弟兄姊妹，只有当你得着亮光，我们才能够得着。
My sister, only when you have received the light, you can receive the
light. 你才能够行走在神的光。
Then you can walk in God's light.
弟兄姊妹，请记得。
Please remember.
当你以神人摩西还没有死以前。
When Moses before he died.
他为十二支派祝福。
And that he blessed the 12 tribes.
这里的祝福都代表每个支派的特点。
And each of his blessings for the 12 tribes represents their unique.
利未人代表的是
神。The Levites represent the overcomers. And where is his uniqueness?
他不止亲近神。
Not only they draw near to
God. 而且他能明白神的旨意。
They can also understand God's will.
当他往里面看的时候。
When he looks in his inside.
当他往深处去的时候。
When he searches into his depth.
因为他是在神的面光中。
Because he lives before God's light.
他里面亮起来。
The light inside.
这里乌灵主灵能把亮光带来。
Here's the throne and the wood to bring him light.
也能够把完全带来。
Also bring him perfection.
所以请记得。
Please remember.
这就是利未人的特点。
This is the special characteristic.
在十二支派里面，利未站在得胜者的地位上。
Among the 12 tribes, the tribe of Levi represents the overcomer.
但是很可惜，你到了马拉基第二章。
So when you come to Malachi chapter 2,
这些众祭司应该都是得胜者。
All the priests should be overcome.
你想想看，他们根本就是利未支派里面一个 family， 一个家族。
And they are a family inside the tribe of Levi.
但是结果呢？他们却偏离正道，是许多人在那边把道给走。
And yet they have left the way and caused many to stumble.
所以神就对这个众祭司说：“这诫命是传给你们的。”
And so God said to the priests, "The commandment is for you."
神的话是给你们的。
God's word is for you.
他们不知道，因为他们没有神的话。
They do not know because they don't have the word of God.
但是呢，这个话是给你们的。
But these commandments are for you.
你们若不听从，也不放在心上，将荣耀归于我的名，我就使咒诅临到你们，使你们的福分变为咒诅。
If you do not listen, if you do not take it to heart to give honor to my name, says the Lord of hosts.
那弟兄姊妹，这就是那个时候的情形。
Then I will send curses upon your business.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
他们就回到耶路撒冷才可以做祭司。
They must return to Jerusalem in order to be priests.
如果他们不做祭司的话，可以留在巴黎。
If they don't want to be priests, they can still remain in Babylon.
可见当初是谁吸引了他们。
And so you know God has drawn their heart.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
如果有食言的话，你看这里有一半的祭司他们失败。
If the Lord delays, now there's a group of priests who have failed.
那现在神怎么办？
He reminded them the covenant he made with sons of Levi. Now do you
understand?
When the priests also faced
it,
God began to call out to the
Israelites.
God remembered the covenant which he made with the sons of Levi. Even though the priests had failed, but now there's a group of people who stand on God's
side.
They have not left the
covenant.
They have not despised the covenant which long they made with
them.
Who are the people? They are the overcomers. This is the lesson which we need to learn from here. These Levites not only draw near to God, they have the word of God. On the outside they have the Bible. As they come before God, they understand God's will inside. Because this represents the covenant which God has made with
the sons of Levi.
This covenant means when everyone is confused, they are not confused.
So you can see this.
So verse 4, then you will know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant may continue with Levi. Why did I give you the commandment? It is for the purpose that my covenant may continue with Levi. This is
God.
Now we ask
questions.
We just mentioned that the covenant God has made with them was represented by thorns
and
here it represents light and also protection. And sisters, if you have light, then you will not be
offended.
If you have light, as God speaks to you, you will be enlightened. God said you have spoken to me with strong
words.
If we carry barrels and wood, then we would definitely put on sackcloth and
ashes.
It would be impossible for us to say where we have spoken against. How can a man be saved out of this obsession? He is obsessed with
himself.
He is not very spiritual, but he thought that he was
very spiritual.
He did not overcome, yet he thought he would overcome. Because he had preached a lot of words of God, he thought that he had
to read.
This is obsession. Not only men are obsessed with themselves, they're also obsessed with their own group. Just like the church in
Laodicea.
Now how can we be saved out of this condition? First you mentioned yesterday is through
consecration.
In which area we're unwilling to offer to God and to be obedient to Him, then definitely we'll have darkness and
death.
If you offer to God the lame and the blind, then you are also lame and blind. If you want to be saved and delivered out of the situation, my sister, we need to offer and present our bodies to God as a living sacrifice. What you offer to God is not a blemish, but a
life.
He is your only begotten Son.
他是你所爱的。
He is your beloved Isaac.
给我们看见, 如果我们要从这个光景里面蒙拯救, 第一是奉献。
We see that in one thing, to stay out of the situation, first is to...
第二, 我们需要来到神.
Secondly, we must come to His light.
如果我们真的是义务,
if we are true sons of God,
当你往里面看时,
when you look inward,
当然在人中间躺下来,
of course, if you're among men, you will not shock you.
所以如果你讲道讲佛理就在人面前讲,
if you preach so much, you're always preaching before men.
你运气很得胜,
you felt that you're an overcomer.
但是一轮到你面前里面就亮起来,
soon as you come before God, your inner light will shine.
亮光一定把你带到外面去,
and light will definitely bring you into perfection.
这个时候我们就看见我们是贫穷瞎眼的可怜,
now we see that we are poor, visible, blind and naked.
这个时候我们就愿意买眼药在我们眼睛里头看见,
this time we want to purchase eye patch to clean our eyes.
这个时候我们就可以买火炼的金子，叫我们付上代价，叫我们能够看得更清楚。
This time we want to purchase gold refined by fire so that we can see
clearer. 所以你看见我们如何能够从这里面得到成就,
how will we be saved out of this situation?
你来到第三个和倒数第三个,
you come to the first section and the third to the last section.
这个约乃是神和利未人所立的,
this is the covenant which God has made with son of Levi.
这就是圣者的呼召,
and this is the calling of the overcomers.
那对我们来讲，物理主义好像抽象一点，对吗？
But to us, the other words are so abstract.
现在你看第五节圣经怎么说？
Now look at verse 5 and see what the Bible says.
我曾与他立生命和平安的约。
My covenant with him was one of life and peace.
请记得这些话。
Remember,
brothers,
this is such a great matter.
你知道吗？神和利未所立的约是生命和平安的约。
You remember the covenant God has made with sons of Levi are the covenant of life and peace.
你说生命和平安是新约的，不是旧约的。
You said life and peace are only found in the New Testament. You do not find it in the Old Testament.
但是不要忘记，在神的旨意里面是个永远的。
In God's will, it is eternal.
新约是如此，旧约也是如此。
Such in the New Testament, we will find such in the Old Testament.
你往里面看是污泥和土泥。
As you look inward, it is stones and wood.
但是神说这里面是什么约呢？
So God says, what kind of covenant?
是生命和平安的约。
It is the covenant of life and peace.
我将这两样赐给他。
And I have given them both.
哪两样？
What are the two things?
是生命和平安。
He has given them the life and peace.
我把他这些赐给他的时候,
when I gave these to him,
使他存敬畏的心,
so that he has a heart of reverence.
他就敬畏,
he will revere
me. 惧怕我的,
he will fear my name.
然后这样,
not only so,
真实的律法在他的口中,
the instruction is in his mouth.
你看这个生命和他平安在他心里,
you see that peace and life is in his heart.
现在真实神的话就往他的口里面来了,
but the true instruction is found in his mouth.
他嘴里有不义的话,
and there's no unrighteousness in his mouth.
他现在跟神同行了,
now he can walk with God.
他以平安和正直与神同行,
he walked with God in peace and uprightness.
许多人回头离开罪,
and he turned many back from their iniquity.
祭司的嘴里常存知识,
the lips of the priest should be preserved knowledge. And men should seek instruction from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. This is a life for the overcomer. This is the way for the overcomer. Please remember, where did it begin? It begins from the inside.
你里面有生命,
if you have peace and life within,
这样你就存敬畏的心,
then you will have the heart of reverence.
这样真实的律法就在我们口中,
now the true instruction will be in your mouth.
这样我们就能与神以平安和正直同行,
now you are able to walk with God in peace and uprightness.
使许多人回头离开罪,
and turn many men back from their iniquity.
弟兄姊妹,
this is the principle of the overcoming.
我们到了新约更清楚,
as we arrive at the New Testament, we're even clearer.
你知道神和我们立的约,
do you know God has made a covenant.
今天神把圣灵住在我们每一个人里面。
Today the Holy Spirit there is well in each one of us.
我们来看一节的圣经是罗马书。
We will turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第六节。
Verse 6.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
For the mind set on flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace.
你看见当人体贴圣灵的时候
，You see when a man sets his mind on the spirit.
当一个人活在神的面前
，When a man lives before God,
他往里面看的时候
，As he views inside,
圣灵就住在他们。
The Holy Spirit dwells in him.
弟兄姊妹，当他体贴圣灵的时候
，My sister, as he sets his mind on
him. 你往里面看是乌灵和土。
You view inside, it is thorough and warm.
但如果你顺服圣灵，体贴圣灵，思念圣灵
，But if you are obedient to the Spirit and set your mind on the Spirit,
结果是什么
？What is the result?
是生命和平安。
The result is abundance and peace.
弟兄姊妹，很多年轻人问一个问题。
Many young people ask the question.
今天我们做基督徒应该怎么做才对
？Today we want to be Christians. What should we do?
神和我们立了约。
God has already made a covenant with you.
你在世界里面，你不明白神的旨意。
If you live in the world, you will never understand.
他在人面前，你已经不，你已经不为主名不发扬。
If you always live before men, then the third of the world within you will never shine.
你必须要来到主面前。
So you need to come to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你体贴圣。
Set your mind on the Spirit.
里面是发亮。
Then your heart will shine.
亮光和完全。
You will have light and perfection.
但是不要忘记。
Do not forget.
这个约是生命和平安。
This is the covenant of life and peace.
结果你所得着的是生命和平安。
What you have received is life and peace.
神终于把这两样东西赐给你。
Finally, God has given these two things to you.
当你得着生命和平安的时候。
As you receive life and peace,
你知道你行走在神的旨意当中。
You know that you're walking in the will of God.
这就是新约和旧约不同的。
This is the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
旧约的律法是刻在外面，刻在石板上。
The law of the Old Testament is engraved on the stone.
新约的律法是刻在心板上。
But the law of the New Testament is engraved.
今天我们怎么能做一个圣徒？
How could we be an old covenant today?
神和我们立约。
God has made a covenant with us.
我们可以在我们身上的地位。
We want to stand in the position of old
covenant. 神就把这两样都赐给我。
Then God will give both of these to you.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天你做基督徒简单的。
Today it is so simple to be Christian.
什么事可以做，什么事不可以。
What can we do and what can we do?
什么地方可以去，什么地方不可以去。
Where can we go? Where can we not go?
如果你体不应该去的地方，那表示你体贴肉体的话。
And if you, if there's a place you should not go, and yet you set your mind on the
flesh. 结果里面的感觉是什么
？Then you feel death.
但什么时候你体贴圣灵，结果就是生命和平。
But whenever you are set your mind on the Spirit, you have life and peace.
所以弟兄姊妹。今天你可以自由地往前走。
Today you can walk on freely.
但要记得
，But remember，
你应该常常住在主里。
You need to dwell in the Lord.
常常在他的面光里。
You need to be in His presence.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果一件事是可以是在神的旨意中，你一定神把两样东西赐给你，一个是生命，还有平安。
If something is right for you to do, then God has given you two things: that is peace and life.
但如果你到那个地方是你不应该去的
，But now if you come to a place where you should not go,
你做一件事你不应该做
，You're doing something which you should not do.
那就证明说你体贴肉体。
This proves that your mind is set on
体贴肉体的结果一定是
，And the result is definite death.
生命的对面是。
The opposite of life is death.
平安对面你就没有平安。
The opposite of peace is no peace.
你这个里面就像翻江倒海。
And your heart will be turning.
我记得我年轻的时候学了一两门课。
I remember when I was young, I had learned some lessons.
当我们少年的时候，教会里面年长就特别告诉我们说，我们不要爱世界。
As the youth, the elders in the church tell us, do not love the world.
那么什么叫世界？
And what's the world?
那么世界里有一样东西就是不可以看电影。
And there's one thing that the world is, we cannot go to the same
world. 就是那个时候，弟兄们告诉我们什么是世界。
That time, that's what the brothers taught.
所以我们不爱世界，就是不要爱。
So in order not to love the world, we will not see any
movies.
I was sitting on the street before movies. I love to see movies, so I'm always there.
结果呢,
so later on I said, okay, I do not love the world. So I see the movies, but I will see the flyers about movies. So as I look at all the flyers, one day I said, well, this movie is pretty good. And that movie is called The King of Kings. It talks about the crucifixion of Jesus. I said, I don't see other movies, but this one I should be able
to see. 你传福音，你起码告诉你是什么定十字架，你根本一点概念没有，你怎么传福音？
If you want to preach the gospel, you need to have some idea of how Jesus was crucified.
所以我说我应该去看这个。So
I said, I ought to go see this movie.
但是我胆子很小。But
I'm very timid.
我想我这样去恐怕不大。
So I kind of persuaded that particular brother and then both of them went. So
at that time, in Taiwan, you had to pay a long time to buy tickets.
And then those days in Taiwan, if you want to see a movie, you had to stand in long lines to purchase
tickets.
And then there was a little problem.
那我们觉得可以看没有错。
We felt it's okay.
但如果我们两个人在城里面，弟兄们看见怎么办？但是我们两个人在城里面，弟兄们看见怎么办？但是我们两个人在城里面，弟兄们看见怎么办？但是我们两个人在城里面，弟兄们看见怎么办？但是我们两个人在城里面，弟兄们看见怎么办？但是我们两个人在城里面，弟兄们看见怎么办？但是我们两个人在城里面，弟兄们看见怎么办？但是我们两个人在城里面，弟兄们看见怎么办？但是我们两个人在城里面，弟兄们看见怎么办？但是我们两个人在城里面，弟兄们看见怎么办？但是我们两个人在城里面，弟兄们看见怎么办？但是我们两个人在城里面，弟兄们看见怎么办？但是我们两个人在城里面，弟兄们看见怎么办？但是我们两个人在城里面，弟兄们看见怎么办？但是我们两个人在城里面，弟兄们看见怎么办？但是我们两个人在城里面，弟兄们看 买票怎么办呢？
So we have to come up with another idea of how to resolve the issue.
那是夏天呐，太阳这两天太阳高照。
And that was in a summer day, very hot.
结果我们两个人穿的很重又厚的雨衣。
So all of us put on a heavy raincoat.
这包子怎么下来又直接问我这个？
So we were standing in the long line, finally got our
ticket.
We were waiting
in line, it was already costly enough.
Finally, we got into movie theaters, and you know, we were so happy because we are covered in darkness. Now we don't want to be in darkness. Now we can finally sit down and enjoy. I would never forget. Soon after I was shut down, I found my inside turning
into darkness.
I have no peace within. It's like I have eaten dead rats. I thought the leg is still there. Later, I called a brother and said, brother, I can't stand it. Brother said, no, I can't stand it either. And then both of us run away. We learned a lesson from
today.
God loves us.
He has
chosen us. 当许多人失败的时候, when many people fail,
He has made a covenant
with the Son of God. And that covenant is a covenant of life.
He
has given us these two things.
叫我们能够蒙得许多的恩赐。
So that we can be kept pure.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我的意思不是可以看见，但是另外一个意思。
My point is not whether or not we can watch movies. That's another issue.
对，我非常不平安，在你现在也许是。
If it's not peaceful, you need maybe it's peaceful for you.
但是无论如何的事情。
But no matter what.
你已经不再是自己。
You no longer belong to yourself.
我还记得我还没结婚以前呢。
I remember before I.
我这个人最喜欢逛书店。
I love to visit bookstore by myself.
但是结了婚以后，我就是没有自己。
And after I got married, I lost that freedom.
我知道我的兴趣跟我的人是不一样。Because
I know my interest is different than my wife's.
所以等到我们两个人进到书店门口。So
when we come to the door of the bookstore.
我要看看那里。I
will look at the first one.
我他的脸是长的。No,
I will not go in.
他的脸是圆的，我就进去。
I will go in.
这不是说如果长了等等，我也受刑罚。
It's not because it's her cousin itself and I will be punished.
弟兄们，感谢圣灵住在我们里面。
I'm just so thankful because the Holy Spirit lives in us. He has become our life.
他也带我们到完全的。
To lead us into perfection.
所以弟兄们，现在你明白。 如果我们常常活在神的里面。
If we often live before the presence of God.
弟兄们，我们就看见了。
We will see that light.
当你受许多人喝彩、许多人欢呼的时候，
When people cheer and clap for you,
这属于不属于太阳？
This sun and moon is still in you.
你看不见光。
And yet you cannot see the light.
乃是你真的来到主的面前。
So when you truly come before God,
弟兄们，现在你看见屋里属于光。
Now you see the moon and the sun.
当我们看见那个光的时候，
When we see that light.
我们知道我们是一个很困难。我们在你面前披上。告诉主说，我不是贫穷。我的贫穷在你下面。若是你爱的光照，我就不认识我自己。
I do not. I will never know myself. 个人是。 The church is the same way.
当全教会来到神的面前。
As the whole church comes before God.
如果整个教会在你得胜的地方。
If the whole church stands on the position of overcome.
当屋里属灵把光明。
And as sun and moon will shine.
弟兄们，神就把全教会带到最谦卑的地方。
God will bring the entire church to the most humble position.
他们活着不是为他们自己。
They no longer live for themselves.
他们为全教会。But
they live for the entire church.
他们像基甸的300个人。
They are like the 300 men of Gideon.
他们流血流泪流汗。They
will shed blood. They will shed tears and shed blood.
终于得到胜仗，终于打了胜仗。Until
they won the victory.
但是所有胜利的果子是全体教会的分享。But
the fruit of victory is shared by the entire church.
这才叫我的胜利。
这是你要看的。但圣者不是说我们是教会别人。Overcomer does not mean that we are the church and other people are not.
我们说过。Sister,
we have already said.
菲勒特菲是我们的道路。Philadelphia
is our way.
但是菲勒特菲不是我们的标签，不是我们的 label。But
Philadelphia is not our label.
什么时候说我们就是菲勒特菲？Whenever
you said that we are Philadelphia.
弟兄姊妹，你也许不在乎。
You're no longer in light.
你知道有个真实的故事。
You know that there is a true story.
有一班弟兄。
There's a group of people.
在英国。
They were in the England.
他们觉得主恩待他。
They thought that God was gracious to them.
他们看见的光是别人没有看见。
They have seen light which were not shown to others.
也不错，你如果从教会去，他们是在很丰富的一个。
And this is also right because if you read the church history, they are full of abundance.
但是很可惜，有一天他们看见自己的光，他们真的看见自己是很丰富。
But unfortunately, one day they discovered and saw their own riches.
他们聚会的地方呢，从来没有牌子，你不知道这是聚会。
Their meeting place never had a sign, so you don't know this is a meeting place.
也没有聚会时间表，所以你根本也不知道这是聚会。
There is no schedule posted outside, so you don't know the meeting place.
不过他们还是希望人知道，这是基督聚会的地方。
But they still want people to know that the Christians gather here.
他们不要高举自己。They
would not lift up their own hands.
他说我们是共同的聚会。
They say we meet and gather under the name
of Jesus.
Aside from the name of Lord Jesus, there's no other name. Thank the Lord. And God has been
Christ.
they lifted up the name of the Lord.
但是慢慢慢慢的，等到主职业的时候，他们就骄傲起来。
But gradually, as the Lord united, they began to, they become proud.
所以有一次，这个李弟兄到他们中间去。
So one brother Lee went to visit them.
给他们看直播，看这种那个杂报杂志。
And he showed them articles written by brother
Lee. 那么其中有弟兄说，你看不完就浪费时间。
And some brothers said, well, this is a waste of time.
有什么样属灵的丰富是啊、是我们有的，是啊、别人有的，而我们没有。
Is there any spiritual richness that other people have and that we don't have?
结果有一天在这一班中间有一个聚会。
And so among these friends, one day there's a gathering.
那么他们在他们聚会的门口啊，就弄个牌。
And they made a plaque outside of the meeting place.
那只有两个字，英文两个字。
There's only two words in English.
Jesus only. 只有没有耶稣。就是我们中间只有至高耶稣，你看还是非常的重要。
Which means that we only have Jesus, we only lift up His name.
但是他们的信心就像马拉基信心。
But their condition has fallen into the same condition as the Malachi.
他们觉得巴比伦就需要回转，我们不需要回转。
They felt that the people in Babylon need to return. We don't need to turn back.
所以有一天呢，神就教导他们一个功课。
So one day God taught them a lesson.
就把右边的台风啊，就把Jesus里面几个字母把它吹掉。
And so God caused a storm to come through and blow out some of the letters in the two words.
你叫Jesus里面有好几个字母，结果只念两个字 US.
And in the word of Jesus, there's so many letters, but it blew away the only US.
所以现在是Jesus only的，他是only的。
他们心里本来就讲这个。That was the word they were speaking in their heart.
神说你不好意思，我替你说
出来。God said, "I'm embarrassed, committed. I will say it."
你以为你是富足的，什么样的都不缺。
You thought you were rich, but actually not.
其实你是贫穷、瞎眼、无看。
Yeah, you're poor, miserable, blind, and naked.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果不小心的话，我们走同样的路。
If we're uncareful, we're walking on the same road.
所以我们怎么可能从左边的光景里面拯救出来？
How can we be delivered out of the obsession?
怎么能够从这个老底下的光景中间得拯救？
How can we be saved from the condition of Laodicea?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
马拉基给我们看见。
Malachi showed us.
神和利未人的比喻。
That God has made a covenant with the sons of Levi.
生命和平安。
And this covenant of life and peace.
就是石头来讲，一个叫乌顶，一个叫。
As for the stone, one is called stone, one is called.
就是结果来讲。
As for result.
生命和平安。
It is of life and peace.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
但愿主把这些话说在我们心上。
May the Lord speak these words into our depths.
但也不是如此。
But not only.
当你读到道路第三段时，
When you read to the third section of life,
第十四节，
verse 17,
你们用言语与繁琐言话，你们还说我在何事上繁琐他？
You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, how have we wearied him?
你知道许多时候我们有很多话来啰嗦我们。
You know that many times we use many words to weary our Lord.
我们这么做，我们还说我们在什么事上啰嗦？
We have done such, and then we still asking, where have we wearied you?
那到底啰嗦话什么话？下面就记载下来。
And what are these words of wearied you? And the report is
important. 因为你们说凡行恶的话也看为善，并且他喜悦他们，或说公义的神在哪里？
And now you say, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. For where is the God of justice?
下面神要教导。
Now, God will begin to teach the people well.
神要让他们知道公义的神在哪。
God wants them to show them where is the God of justice.
所以下面有关于这些话说，我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路，你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿。立约的使者就在你们，就是你们所仰慕的，快要来到。
Behold, I am going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek.Will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming.
公义的神在哪里？
Where is the God of justice?
神说他要打发施洗约翰做主耶稣的信徒。
God said that he will make John the Baptist as the forerunner for Christ.
当我们主来的时候，
When our Lord returns,
你就知道公义的神在哪。
Then you would know where is the God of justice.
你把在这里把拉就很清楚给就解答了他上面的问题。
Here Malachi clearly explained the question that was posed.
那当然这段圣经你知道一面说到主耶稣第一次来，也说到主耶稣第二次。
You know, the scripture refers to the first coming of the Lord and also the second coming.
那就说近期的应验来讲，就说 immediate 这个 fulfillment 来讲，是指着主耶稣第一次。
As for the immediate fulfillment of the Lord, it refers to his first coming.
就说远期的应验就 remote fulfillment 来说，那指着主耶稣第二次。
And as for the remote fulfillment of his word, it refers to the second coming.
好，第二次。
Verse 2.
他来的日子是谁能担当得起？
Who can endure the day of his coming?
他显现的时候，谁能立得住？
Who can stand when he appears?
那这很明显就是他主耶稣第二次。
And this clearly points to his second coming.
因为当主第二次来，他乃是圣灯。
Because as he comes on the second time, he comes as the Lord.
在圣灯的主面前，谁能够当得起？谁能够立得住？
Before the God of judgment, who can stand and who can
因为他如炼金巨人的火，如漂浮巨人的剑。
For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap.
所以这当然指的是第二次回来说。
Of course, this points to the second coming.
但是你不要忘记。
But do not forget.
十字架代表爱的定义。
The cross definitely represents love.
那是指做哥哥他十字架。
And that refers to the cross of Golgotha.
但什么时候你接受十字架进到你的里？
But whenever you receive this cross,
十字架永远站在罪的对面。
The cross always stands opposing.
十字架永远站在肉体的对面。
The cross always stands opposite of flesh.
十字架永远站在己的对面。
The cross always stands against.
十字架也站在世界的对面。
The cross stands against the world.
十字架要除去所有在生命道路上的障碍。
The cross would remove all the barriers to the way of life.
弟兄们，十字架一面代表爱，一面代表权。
On one hand, the cross represents love, on the other hand, it represents
power. 一个孩子长大，不光是爱，还有什么？
When a child grows, it is not only growth and love.
也是权柄上的长大。
It also grows in authority.
这个父母只讲爱不讲权柄，那个爱是逆爱。
And if a parent only talks about love and no authority, that is spoiling.
那个爱其实是恨的。
And that is actually hatred, not love.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
Now here
it is. 十字架上的爱。
Because of love of the cross.
结果圣灵今天把我放在一个手术台上，让十字架在我们上做更深的工作。
Holy Spirit has placed us on a surgery table to do a deeper work in us.
一个充满肉体。
A man full of flesh.
在十字架跟前，谁能担当得起？
Who can endure before the cross?
一个充满自己的人。
A man who is full of himself.
当在十字架跟前，谁能站立得住？
How can he stand before the cross?
为什么？
Why?
因为他如炼金巨人的火，如漂浮巨人的剑。
Because he is a refiner's fire and a fuller's soul.
十字架不能够。
The cross would do two works.
第一，它是炼金巨人的火。
One, it is the refiner's fire.
火代表神的性情。
Fire represents the character of God.
当我们经过十字架的火的时候
，As we pass through the fire of the cross,
结果你看，你这个金越来越单纯。
You will find the gold becomes more refined.
叫我们能磨成神儿子的形象。
And we can be molded into the image of God's Son.
但是别忘记。
Yes.
今天新妇怎么装饰整齐？
Today, how can the bride be made ready?
有一天我们见到新郎的时候，
One day as we see our groom,
我们有一件细麻。
And we will have a white linen gown.
但是那个细麻是洁白的细麻。
That linen gown is white and pure.
我们整个都可能是洁白的。
How can we be clean, white and pure?
十字架就好像漂白的剑一样。
The cross is like a foolish stone.
结果，你看我们细麻衣就变成洁白。
Then our linen gown will become.
我们就准备好了。 所以这里说我们的主要坐下如电器银子。
And here it says our Lord would sit as a smelter.
那银子是
代表救赎。And purify
silver. 银子代表救赎。
Silver represents salvation.
他要
redemption.
他必洁净利未。
He would purify the Levite.
熬炼他们像金银一样。
He would purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold.
弟兄。这就是圣灵在我们的环境上，在我们现在所做的。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit in us, in our life, and our
surroundings. 谁是个圣者？
Who are the overcomers?
利未也是个圣者。
The sons of Levi are overcomers.
因为我们约生命和平安
与。Our weapon of covenant is the covenant of life and peace.
圣灵在我们里面进
去。The Holy Spirit will work in us.
感谢感谢。
圣
灵借着许多的环境叫外聚互相效力。
The Holy Spirit will cause many things around us to work effectively.
那结果，你看那十字架的工作像火一样，像箭一样。
Then you see the work of the cross is like the refiner's fire.
这样，利未人就得到洁净。
In such way, the sons of Levi are refined.
他们所献的供物也就蒙悦。
And there, the offering which they present to God will be pleasing to
Him.你看见吗？
这
不就是拯救的道
路？
感谢主，一面圣灵工作，一面十字架。
On one hand, the Holy Spirit will work; on the other hand, the cross.
都是圣灵所做。
All are the work of the Holy Spirit.
一个是在里面做
，One works within.
一个在外面做
，One works without.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要相信你的丈夫是神是一定做。
You need to remember that your husband is
coming. 你的妻子一定做。
Your wife is coming.
你的